I'll get you out. I mean, you hear the words? And Chazal say it over to us, tell it to us, so that you have an appreciation of who Reb Meir is. And that's based on the Jewish concept, by the way, that the students carry the Rebbe, not the Rebbe the students. If a person is privileged to have students in the world to come, so even if he's a stinker, he'll also be in the world to come. Because how is it going to look that his students should be sitting upstairs in Gan Eden in the second row, and the Rebbe that taught him, you know, is downstairs roasting weenies? That can't be. That can't be. So the Rabbon Shalom has to take the Rebbe out too. So that's what he says, Uga'alti Chonochi, Reb Meir will get you out. So that's a different type of person. Different type of person. Reb Meir was married to one of the great women of the Talmud, one of the great women of all time, Bruria, the daughter of Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan. Bruria was Reb Meir's equal. The Talmud tells us that there were times when Reb Meir could not deliver the shir, he couldn't say the lecture in shul, in the yeshiva, so she did it. She put up a curtain and she said it. And they had a very hard life together, a life of terrible tragedies, one upon the other. Children who died of exile, of tragedy, of misunderstanding between themselves. And the end is that they had a very sad end together. She committed suicide because of a story that happened, and he, out of shame, left Eretz Yisrael, ran away. And he died old and alone, broken, on the coast of Turkey in Asia Minor. And his last words were, he said, "Bury me by the seashore, because the waters that brush the coast of Turkey are the waters that brush the Holy Land. I'll be connected to the land of Israel." Chibur letahara tahara. If you're attached to something that's holy, it's holy. The legend that we have that Reb Meir is buried in Tveria, so that, again, that's the tourist guides. But there they did it even better, right? The Sephardim and the Ashkenazim, they each got their own grave. So there's two Reb Meirs there. But the Talmud tells us that Reb Meir is buried in Turkey. And next time we'll talk about why he's called Reb Meir Balanes, and how he's the founder of the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, and of the Talmidim that he himself created, and a little more about his life, one of the most fascinating people that Klal Yisrael produced, and the person whose influence and whose erudition and scholarship remains as the inspiration for the Jewish people till today.